Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Okay, the Royals are back.
So exciting.
To winning. 6-1 win last night.
Salvi kept hitting home runs.
Over the Texas Rangers. The win snaps a 6-game losing streak for the Royals and a 4-game winning streak for the Rangers. Salvador Perez played a huge part in the victory, knocking 2 home runs in the first and the sixth. The captain now holds the franchise record for most multiple home run games with 18, surpassing
George Brett.
That is correct.
Wow.
It's a long season. There are ebbs and flows, but man, have we had the extremes of ebbing
they
and
were
flowing
ebbing last
so
night.
Far this season.
No, they were flowing. They were ebbing. Now they're flowing.
That's correct.
Okay.
We had mentioned the fact that there are a number of food brands pulling food dye, specifically the food dyes that have been deemed bad by the FDA,
yep,
out of their products. Interesting question from the text line. And you had mentioned that Heinz ketchup does not have any food dye in it.
That's what they claim. That is correct.
However, if they do, and it's now going to be a more pinkish color, great question from the text line. The staple foods that we've been eating for decades, will we still be able to stomach them if they are a dramatically different color?
Okay, so if you gave me something that was a suspect grayish and told me, eat it, it's mayonnaise, or eat it, it's ketchup. I do think that this is a great topic. I do think the color of something will have an effect on whether or not you determine it to be palatable.
So what do you like on a hot dog?
Ketchup.
Okay. And you recently disclosed that you've gotten into eating hot dogs of late.
I know I shouldn't, but I do.
That's okay. I had a hot dog today at Sam's Brilliant Cookout out in the parking lot today. It was really good, by the way.
Thank you.
And I put ketchup on my hot dog.
And it was a rich red.
It was rich. If the ketchup was, let's say, gray or orange or black, I don't know that I would be able to eat it.
Yeah.
Even if it tasted exactly the same. Even if it tasted the same and that was its actual color.
So my grandmother used to make and jar pickles homemade out of cucumbers, right? And I would watch her do this. She did a sweet butter and bread and butter pickle.
Okay.
And then she did more of a saltier pickle. She would add several drops of green food coloring. Because fun fact, when you actually make pickles from cucumbers.
What color are they?
They're not green.
What are they?
They're light, like a cucumber.
Light what?
Like a light produce color. It's, you know, like.
But cucumbers are dark green.
On the outside, but on the inside.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The meat, if you will.
They're more of a bland.
It's a bland cream, yeah. Green. It's a weird color.
And so is that the color of a pickle in real life?
So listen to this. Without artificial dyes, foods will generally appear in their natural unenhanced color, which can range from browns and tans to yellows, reds, and greens. Try getting a toddler to eat something now. I mean, it's going to be interesting for parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, and keep in mind, specifically with ground beef, we've known for years that they put something into the ground beef to give it a stronger red color because the way that it's processed, it has a naturally grayish color. Are you buying gray ground beef?
Red dye 40. Without this dye, candy, cereal, and drinks will not be vibrant red. They will be pale pink or brown. Brown candy, cereal, and drinks. Blue dye 1. Products that were once blue and bright blue might be now a duller green or gray.
Ugh. So, Dana, I'm drinking a Fruit Punch Gatorade Zero. What color is that?
It's a very cherry red.
Okay. You know why? I just read the ingredients. Red dye 40.
No wonder you're so neurotic.
You want to know what red dye 40 does to your body?
I've heard it's not good.
It has been linked to DNA damage, inflammation, impacts the gut microbe. Studies on mice have shown that red dye 40 can cause DNA damage in both in vitro and in vivo and can lead to inflammation in the colon and rectum. Additionally, it has been associated with dysbiosis imbalance.
And Dana, to your question, when we previously brought this up, why are they taking 2 years to phase it out? To give the companies time to find another way to make those products red.
What is the rarest, Scott, natural food color? One that without the dye, it really doesn't exist.
Red.
Nope. Because red, you've got cherries, you've got tomatoes.
Green.
Mm-mm.
Blue.
Blue. It's blue. Green, you know, you have green beans. You have, like, green naturally exists in vegetables.
What food is blue?
Well, most natural food colors that we call blue are actually purple.
Blue is notoriously scarce in the palate of natural foods. And among foods that are called blue, few of them have a purely blue pigment.
Like blueberries are really blue, right?
No, they're purple.
Oh.
It's actually scarce in nature in general. And by the way, do you remember when Heinz rolled out their colorful ketchups back in the 90s?
A number of people are saying this on the text line that they rolled out a purple ketchup in the early 2000s. I do not remember that.
They had purple and green, and you don't remember it because nobody bought it.
Huh.
Did you also know, Scott, that when you buy an orange, can we talk about this? When you buy an orange, the orange isn't orange. Like, this blew my mind a few weeks ago.
What are you talking about?
When you buy an orange, that is not really an orange. They add orange to your orange.
But it's orange on the tree.
It's, Scott, ask Sam. I think you were gone when this came up. When I was reading something about these artificial dyes, they're like, the dye that they put on your oranges. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean, like orange candy? And Sam goes, no. Oranges are not really orange.
Some oranges are artificially colored.
They are
citrus
painted.
Red number 2.
Scott, they're painted to look orange.
Well, what color are they when they're on the tree? They look orange to me.
Well, naturally, they come out in a variety. They are produced by the tree in a variety of different natural colors, typically a hue of orange, but they found the more orange the orange, the more likely you are to buy it.
Huh.
Same reason why they put not red food coloring. They do something else to ground beef to make it more red. Same thing with farm-raised salmon.
Yeah, it's gray. Yep. Salmon is actually gray in color. Are you going to buy a gray salmon? Because to me, that doesn't look like it's edible.
As recently as 1950, the FDA acknowledged that children became sick after eating orange Halloween candy that contained a dye. So again, we've known this for decades.
And in reality, we can maintain our colorful food. We're just going to have to change the way or the speed in which we process it.
Yeah, that we perceive it.
Or just process it in general. Because, like, locally raised ground beef is red. But that's because it doesn't go through the same processes that a mega farm is putting out.
So, if these red 40 dyes are banned, what color is the ground beef going to be when I'm at the meat department at my grocery store?
Is it from a locally raised farm or is it from the mega farm?
No, locally raised farm, it would be
it would be red.
From a locally raised farm, it would be red. From a mega farm, it's going to be gray-ish.
I thought the red was the dye they put in the hamburger. I thought they dyed red.
It has to do with the processing to get it to last longer so they can get it from the mega farm to the store.
All right, you guys have traveled the world. What does the food look like in Europe?
In other countries, yeah. over time, listen to this.
I never ate a hamburger in
people
Germany.
People will get used to the more muted hues of foods with natural ingredients. But I think for a while, you're going to look down and go,
that's gross.
Is this good to eat?
Yeah. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So Kraft Heinz has announced that in the coming years, they're going to remove all of the dyes in their food. They're going to start with the food that they sell to schools. And then by, I think it's 2027, it's everything else. So don't worry, your ketchup is still going to be of a reddish tint, but it might be a little more pinkish. They said, don't worry about mac and cheese. They already reverted back to the original color in 2016, I believe it is. But some things are going to change color. If you get beef from a faraway farm, it might look a little gray. Because if you notice sometimes when you, if you get like, you know, a wad of ground beef, if you slice it open, it's gray on the inside, red on the outside.
Hmm.
It doesn't mean it's bad.
Interesting.
It just means the actual color is on the inside. Bobby in Liberty. Bobby, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're doing well, thank you.
I heard your conversation about the meat, and my experience with beef coming from, like, small farms, it is a grayish, like, reddish-brown tint. The only reason it's red on the outside of the grocery store is because of additives.
Yeah.
Additives will keep it preserved to that aesthetic, which people shop by using their eyes. But as soon as oxygen hits it, if it was natural meat, as soon as air hits it, it's going to turn that grayish kind of brown red tint.
Do you think it will affect sales?
I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to plug anybody locally, but there is a local butcher shop in Liberty that has like a little sit down restaurant and they make really great sandwiches. And I've learned a lot from watching that proprietor on social media talk about her farm-raised beef and her experiences. Mm-hmm. And I know if you go into her store and look, her meat is not bright red like it's in a grocery store.
Yeah.
But her product is great.
I think like everything else, we'll get used to it, Bobby, and it's going to be healthier for everybody. I really do.
I totally concur, because if you look at like even just your ordinary fruit juices that say 100% juice, if you really read the fine print on the back, there's still red 40-ing cranberry juice.
Yep.
We need to get rid of it.
That Maniac mango that I drink at home is all natural.
Mm-mm-mm.
Right, Sam?
And think about, I bet it's not all natural.
Bobby, it contains 0% juice.
It's zero.
Right there on the side of the box.
It's like Sunny D.
But I mean, look at kids now. I mean, I'm 47 years old. I have no children, but I work in an environment that's food related, and all these young kids, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, having autism and other disorders. I don't see a lot of people from my generation having that. And I have a really strong belief that the food in this country in particular has had effect on the small kids now. And all my friends that live in Europe, they don't have any issues. They don't have gluten issues. They don't have dietary issues. They're eating wholesome, you know, locally grown organic vegetables and meats that aren't sprayed with glyphosate and additives to them. So we just need to change our ways here, and I think we'll have a healthier country.
Yep.
All right, man. Hey, do appreciate it. Do I hear thunder outside?
I think it's just...
Another rogue storm coming in. It's pouring down rain.
He
is right about the gluten. I know people who are gluten intolerant. Some even were diagnosed with celiacs, who can go to Europe and eat
bread. Just fine? That's crazy. A quick update on some sad news that we brought you out of the culinary world yesterday. They are now saying it is believed to be cardiac arrest that took the life of 55-year-old Ann Burrell with the Food Network star that we reported on her death yesterday, that it appears to be sudden cardiac arrest. And I only mention that, ladies, because we are so at risk as we age. And they will tell you, pay attention to your body, pay attention to your fatigue, all of those things.
Yep.
Get your ticker checked. Do the $50 heart scan. That is your public service announcement today. Scott's done it. I've done it.
I have.
It takes, what, 7, 8 minutes to go through that thing?
Maybe that.
And kicks out your calcium score?
That's not just thunder. It is stone cold pouring rain out here at the radio station.
The last time it was raining that hard outside of the radio station, a drug deal was going down right across the street.
That is correct. That is correct.
We'll keep our eyes peeled.
I got my eyes peeled.
He'll be back.
It's going to be a drop off.
And all we did was observe somebody dealing dope.
Somebody criming right outside the window.
You got your live play-by-play of drug
dealers. Do you know how dumb we are? If you go back to that episode and listen to that Dana and Park show, we were actually saying, I think he might be hunting for mushrooms. Like, we were being serious. We thought he was hunting for mushrooms in the rain.
And then the listeners thought he was taking a dump.
The mission PD called and said, "No, they're not emerging with mushrooms.
We're familiar with that area. It's a criming neighborhood in our fair city.
I think they made us mules that day. God,
definitely mule adjacent.
I've had so many people ask me, whatever happened to that guy? What was he doing out your window? I'm telling you, it's the number one thing people ask me in the last several weeks.
But he wasn't pooping, because he literally came out of the woods with a full
bag,
plastic bag
of something
that was tied that he threw into his trunk.
Yeah, that was the drop, I believe they call it in lingo.
No, I believe that's called the pickup. Okay.
Yeah, the drop would have been dropping off the full plastic bag.
He was picking up.
I thought he was looking at thorns for a Jesus crown.
He was in there for a long time.
Oh, my gosh. We are so dumb.
Just floated around. Had to look for it.
Do we have the audio from that day?
We're just so dumb.
Sharon in Olathe. Sharon, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. Been listening to this, and I'm very interested in the color and stuff in our foods.
Yeah.
Interesting, though, this is for Dana, because with you and your, I don't know if it's contact dermatitis that you have, because you occasionally have something on you.
I do.
And I was having a lot of hair loss. And I went to see a doctor about it. And I get injections in my scalp all the time. It's called ILK. But then they wanted me to do a skin test. So I went in, and they do strips on your back, 3 or 4, and then you go in a second day, like the third day, and you have them changed out. They test those. They have products on those. And then they come back with a report as to what you are sensitive to.
Sure.
Then once you've done this, you are given a number and an app. And the app has within it, you can scan any product that you've used or that you're buying to see if there's that product is in there, right?
Yeah. What was it that was making you sick, Sharon?
Well, it was Carmine.
Carmine?
Not your, yeah, Carmine. And if you read about Carmine, and I can, I'm in the app now, and it's a bright red coloring agent that comes from the extract of dried bodies of the cochineal insect.
Wow.
It is often found in brightly colored ruby red foods, mm-hmm. meat, fish, ink, Carmine. Cosmetics, and used to dye medications, ink, and other products.
Carmine. I'm going to look that up. Wasn't that the boyfriend on Laverne yeah. and Shirley? Carmine.
That's what I was going to say. Not your friendly Carmine. Yeah.
I will look it up.
And the other was Laurel Glucosamide. Glucoside, not glucosamide, glucoside.
Okay.
So that was the other one, and I don't have that right in front of me, but that's something you ought to look into.
Okay.
Because it was very helpful. But yeah, this app is really neat. You can scan it, or you can look at your label and look it up on your allergens. Bam.
All right. Hey, I got to stop you there just because we're up against the bottom of the hour break, but I want to continue on just briefly sharing with what you said, because you're absolutely right. Carmine is extracted. It is a red pigment extracted from the bodies of female cochineal insects.
Gross!
Which are small little, you've seen them before, small
oh,
little flying
gross.
Insects. Very small.
We're eating that?
No, you, yes.
Cochineal, they are cousins to the cockroach.
Really?
Who said yep. it was okay to eat cockroaches?
Nobody.
The FDA.
Gross!
Huh.
Yep.
I wonder if that's why I'm so crazy.
One reason.
Why I got that RSD or... What was it called? What do I have?
It's RSD. It is RSD.
Got it.
Remember how she was going to take care of herself?
Yes. I do remember that.
Ask her how much food she's eaten today, Sam.
Well, I don't need to ask because I know it's somewhere between none and...
Zero?
None. None and none.
None and none.
Yeah.
It is 3:30 in the afternoon.
How much water have we consumed?
Somewhere
between none and...
None.
I am trying to be better on most days, and someone just dropped off some hot dogs for me, because if I don't eat, I'm going to literally... My hands are shaking. I'm so bad, and I don't mean to be bad, but there was food at the station today, so I thought I'm going to come in and eat.
You're hypoglycemic.
I am. I'm going to go eat right now.
It's I made 100 burgers and like 200 hot dogs just for you.
I know. Thank you.
And she didn't show up. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
So, if you were here in the radio station, it is pouring ass rain outside. Just got a text from I-35 in Shawnee Mission Parkway, which is right down the street. It is a lake out here. Traffic is very slow. Headlights on people. I did text my neighbor Heather to ask if it is raining in Western Shawnee.
Ah, the dome.
The dome is holding.
Okay.
We have not received hardly any rain in Western Shawnee. She said
yes.
A couple of drops, so there might be a crack in the dome.
Yep. We get these texts every time the rain comes down. Headlights on. And wipers. On. It's the law.
Why is that so hard for people to remember and figure out?
You could say that about a million things. Like, yeah. I don't know, four-way stops, zipper merge.
Nothing but cloudy skies in Western Shawnee based on the picture she just sent.
I have a question.
Answer.
We went to one of our favorite spots last night. I'm not going to say where. Doesn't matter. It's the fourth time we've been there. And, you know, we went quickly because we were tired and wanted to watch a little bit of the Royals game. Like, just get a very quick bite and go. How long do you sit at a table without drinks before you are like, okay, what's going on here? And then I'm going to follow up question. Have you ever just left because you were not greeted or helped at all? Once you were seated, have you ever just left? Because there was a point last night I looked at Johnny and I go, I think I'm about this close to walking out of here. And you know me, I'm not a bitchy restaurant person. I'm not at all. I'm nice. I'm a great tipper. But last night was one of those nights where we didn't have bad service. We had no service.
How long did you wait?
18 minutes.
How long did you really wait?
18 minutes. I went back and looked.
And nobody came over and offered you a water? Said, here's your menus?
Waters were there. And we ordered, and then it just never came.
You ordered drinks or
drinks
and the meal?
And then food. And, you know, it was like, okay, what?
You only waited 18 minutes and you had had it?
And we were right. Yeah, 20 minutes after you've ordered.
For food?
No, for drinks.
Well, for the drinks, I get you, but I would wait 20 minutes for food.
After you've ordered it?
Well, yeah.
I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. We were never asked, are you ready to order? What else can we grab? Like, it just, and it, the place was not that busy. But you know me, I don't like conflict. And I don't want, like, people to think that I'm, like, mean or rude. And but it, there did come a point where it just kind of got silly.
Is this a casual dining restaurant?
Very casual. Very casual.
And how soon after you got in did you order your drinks?
The first 5 minutes they were ordered, and it was a full almost 20 minutes that we sat there. And part of the issue was I was so thirsty, and maybe that just made me cranky or something. I don't know. And I was very nice, but you know, have you ever just been like, okay, this is not working out. Like we're just going to start over and come back on another night. Cause this is not working out.
But I have had the occasion where I will say to the waitress, sorry, do you know when our drinks might be available?
Yes.
But you didn't do that.
We did do that.
And what did she say?
Let me go. I mean, it was just one of those where nothing was gelling.
How are those drinks coming along?
Yeah.
are you making the glasses back there?
Do you want to hear something funny, Sam?
Wow.
We were seated 6 feet in front of the bar because we wanted to watch the Royals game. So I could have...
Why didn't you sit at the bar?
I could have, you know, it was like a high top. It was fine.
So my typical threshold is 10 minutes. If I sit down and you have not come to talk to me in 10 minutes, you don't want my money. I'll go find somewhere else.
Yeah,
if you do come talk to me and then I wait another 10 minutes and I haven't ordered any food yet,
it was really curious. It was really curious.
Now, the other night I did go and I sat at the bar at a very lovely sushi restaurant. It was a couple of weeks ago. And had any other restaurant have been open at that hour, I would have left. It was later at night. Nothing else was open. We
no
sat
service.
There for 20. We were at the bar. The bartender was looking at us multiple times. I'm like, hey.
Okay.
Any Wait chance a minute. I can get
so,
that
Sam,
water
so
refill?
Sam, what is it? Like, because I know, like, especially after COVID, I feel I have this huge heart for people in the service industry. I couldn't hack it, and I know that. So I just sit there and, like, steam through it thinking, all right, what is going on here? And Sam, for you sitting at the bar, that makes no sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
You're making eye contact.
Now, I did realize after a while that part of the issue was that they had cut everybody else, so she was also helping all of the tables. But it's like, hey, when we make eye contact and you're right in front of me, can you get the water that I asked you for 20 minutes ago?
So then it comes time for the tip.
But you said you walked out.
We stayed.
I thought you said you walked out.
You know, and at one point the person came over and said, you know, are you guys ready to order? And it was like, if we could just get our drinks, I would be so happy. You know, I said it. I'm like, can we just get our drinks first, you know?
And did he or she go get the drinks?
No. Then it was like, it was literally, it got to be just comical. So the tab comes and it automatically writes, you know, 20%, 25%, 30%. And I am such a good tipper. I'm always a good tipper, but I couldn't do it last night, Scott. I couldn't do it.
What percentage did you give?
The tab was $70.
$70?
And I really thought they would say, let us get the drinks, because you were sitting here as long as you were. They did not. I tipped $7 on $70.
So 10%. Where do you eat where the tab is $70?
And it was casual.
Not that casual.
We had a couple of drinks.
There
eventually,
it is.
Eventually.
How many glasses of wine did you have?
Two.
Dana?
Two. I don't do any more than two anymore.
And what did he drink?
I was in bed at 7:30 last night. God, we were exhausted.
What did he drink?
The same thing I did. Two.
Two glasses of wine.
If I tell you what we drank, it will give away where we were. So I'm not going to tell you what we drank, but it was not wine.
Was it beer?
Nope.
It was liquor.
Sort of, yes.
Huh? Now, I've told this story before a couple of years ago.
It was Tuesday.
Was it Ruby Tuesdays?
No.
No.
What do you eat on Tuesdays, Scott?
Tacos.
Mexican cuisine. Margaritas were probably the drink.
We had a couple of margaritas.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
Chips were never refilled. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it was odd that the service was that bad. And do you still give 20% when the service is that bad?
No.
Because I stopped and I said, God, I feel bad.
Well, he
said, why? We got no service. So, it wasn't just bad service. It was no service.
So if the waiter or waitress is saying to me, you know, I'm sorry, this is taking a little bit longer. We're backed up in the kitchen. We're down to one cook tonight or whatever. If they're keeping me informed on why the service is taking so long, then I'm sympathetic to them.
Yeah.
Which is who you're really tipping.
Of course.
For the most part. If I'm not getting any attention, then I'm with you. I docked the tip. We ate at Jasper's for my birthday on Saturday night.
I'll say
the kid's name. His name is Elliot.
Oh, I love Elliot. He's waited on
Best
us
Best waiter I've ever had
so
in
good.
My entire life.
Yeah.
I even called Jasper on Sunday to tell him, keep Elliot no matter what. He's the best. He was that good. My mom paid for dinner on Saturday night because it was my birthday. Let's just say the tip was large.
Yeah.
And he deserved it.
He deserved it.
He was very attentive. He was on top of everything.
Let me tell you a positive story. I went and got coffee the other day, and my favorite barista's name is Claire, and it is local coffee. This is not
Claire,
a national chain. And I walked in. I was in a pretty good mood, and I said, good morning. And she said, good morning. And then, you know, we're talking about what I want, and she goes, tell me something good that's happened to you today.
Wow.
And I go, wow, well, okay. And then we launch into this great conversation. And now when we go back, I mean, I'd love her.
Hmm.
Except the last time we went back 2 days ago, I said, I am so sorry. Remind me your name. Is it Sophie? And she goes, absolutely typical white girl name, right? No, but it's Claire. And I cracked up.
Is this the Station 3?
No, but I love Station 3. And I went to Equinox today. We are huge local coffee supporters.
Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. What amount of time is too much time with no contact with your waiter or waitress when you start knocking off percentage points?
And do you go grab the manager for a drink?
No,
refill?
I would never. I would never.
I've done it.
I wouldn't do that.
I would go up to the bar, and I might have. I thought about it last night. Maybe I just go up to the bar and get our. We'll just get our own drinks.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. We'll try to get everybody in, but we've got a full board here. Bob in Waldo, how long would you wait, and how much do you take off the tip?
I actually waited 45 minutes after appetizer and two drinks, and they forgot our order.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to officially walk out, say, I'm sorry, I'll pay for what I consumed, but I can't wait here this long. And we went home and got some Quick Trip hot dogs.
Those are good.
What a great choice, Bob.
Yeah, they had to. What's that? I'm sorry?
We said great choice.
Yeah, it was Quick Trip hot dogs. It was great, but we left a review, and it was quite interesting. It wasn't mean, but they reached back to us and said, please come back. We'll make it up to you, and we ate like King Arthur's feast.
Oh, you know. All right, man. Yeah. Hey, do appreciate it. Sean in Warrensburg. Hello.
Yeah, I didn't have it happen at a restaurant. I was actually at a tire repair place. I had walked in and was greeted by the person at the desk, and then they went proceeded to help the guy who was immediately in front of me. And once he was taken care of, you know, I'm standing there patiently, and I am the patient of a saint. And then there was a customer that came in behind me, and then they greeted him and helped him with his tire need. And I thought, well, okay, he'd been here before. Then there was a second customer that came in a little while later, and the same guy that greeted me greeted him and helped him. And I'm looking around like I'm being on this one of these punked television programs. And eventually I just looked around and I said, am I invisible? What is going on? And, you know, it was crazy. And I eventually just walked out.
Where did you go get your tire needs met? And he's gone.
He's still there.
Phone died. Nowhere to charge it. Heather in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, guys. Hi. Dana, you said you would never talk to the manager. Please, please, please.
Oh, I would never. I can't. I can't.
But we need to know that, and that way we can fix it on the spot, and it avoids getting Yelp reviews that are bad, or we don't know what if there's one server that's not pulling their weight. I've been in management before and had people that I've gotten rid of, and then I had a million people tell me, yeah, they did this, this, and this, and I was like, somebody should have told me.
Yeah, I would never, Heather, I would never just take something to Yelp, because I've seen the signs that others have posted in their stores that will say, before you go to social, please come find us. We will help. And this is a variety of businesses, not just restaurants. Yeah. Let us help you. We're family owned. I would never, ever, ever go complain on Yelp. But I also feel like at the point that you're like, could I see a manager? That automatically puts you as the customer in the Karen box. And
no, I'm just saying before you walk out of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, I see what
leaving,
you're saying. Yeah.
Leaving, pull the manager aside and go, hey, I just wanted you to be aware of what's going on. That way they can fix it and the next guest doesn't have the same problem.
But the problem, and I share, I have never been to a manager. I have never asked to see the manager ever. And I think I speak for Dana here. I couldn't live with the guilt of knowing that I may have cost somebody their job.
Usually it doesn't get to be that dramatic, but I'm serving now. And as a server, I've had tables that were sat out of my section and I've forgotten about them before. So if they say something to somebody, then I feel horrible, but I'm going to come over and apologize. But it does happen. But if you don't say anything to anybody, then we don't have any chance to fix that. Does that make sense?
That's fair.
How many tables does the average waiter or waitress have at any given moment?
At a corporate restaurant, it's usually six or less. My restaurant, we go a little bit higher. We're in the crossroads. But we have people that are seasoned servers, so...
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I have forgotten a table completely that was out of my sight because it was out of my section.
Yeah.
And I felt horrible about it. And I thank God they said something to somebody before it was 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Heather, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.
I did it 4 times in the same meal. We were at a high-end restaurant. We racked up a $350 tab. It was a celebration dinner. We saw our server twice
over
the course of 3 hours.
Yeah.
The only way I got a drink refill was by going up to the manager and saying, hey, you mind if we get some more waters over here?
Oh, I know I always feel guilty doing that, but I know that you. I know to correct it, you have to tell somebody.
Robert in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Go ahead.
Hey, I was about 2 or 3 years ago, I was in a steakhouse with me and my wife. I think it was our anniversary, and it was one of the local steakhouses here in Kansas City. And I think we waited for about 30 minutes after we got seated before they even brought us waters.
You say 30 minutes?
30 minutes before they even brought us water. Like, they set us down. They said, your server will be right with you, and nobody else showed up. I think it was about 30 minutes, and we just ended up walking out.
Happy anniversary to you.
Yeah, I don't remember where we went afterwards, but.
Right on, man. And lastly, sweet Barb in Odessa. Aww. Hello, Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, guys. Is it still raining in there?
No.
It just stopped here.
Man, it's pouring here, I'll tell you. Hey, Scott, I got to ask you a question real quick before I do the other. Did you watch Wheel of Fortune last night, all the Wheel of Fortunes?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about the one with. After 7 o'clock.
No.
They had a whole thing with, I think there was 4 hours of Wheel of Fortune. I thought maybe you'd watch it.
Barb, 30 minutes is enough for me every night. I get my fix and I move on to something else.
Well, the story I'm going to tell you, and I don't want you to get all upset, Dana, but what would you do if you sat down at a restaurant and you started to eat your food and there's a pubic hair in
there? Well, okay. All right, Barb, we're good. Barb, we're good.
Did not see that one coming.
We're good, Barb. Thank you.
Barb calling in about the short and curly.
I'm going to have to start asking what she's going to say again. Thought we were on a good rapport.
Oh, my God, Barb, we love you. Oh. Did not... see that coming.
From the text line. Well, that escalated quickly.
Did that go over the air?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not illegal.
Was I supposed to dump that?
No. No.
That's well, now I'm nervous.
No, don't be nervous. You're not in trouble. Barb. She's like 88.
She don't care.
Yeah, you're right. She don't care. That's right. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. My Lord Almighty.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.